Hey there, it's Erica, and welcome to my Eric Clapton show. Now, it took a minute to figure out where to begin because he was in so many bands, and he also has the distinction of being the only three-time inductee into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a member of the Yardbirds, as a member of Cream, and as a solo artist. But since one of my top five favorite Clapton tunes is a Derek and the Dominoes song, we'll start there with Bell Bottom Blues.
Thank you.
Let It Rain, from the 1970 album called Eric Clapton, making today's word of the day eponymous. And before that, Layla, a song everybody pretty much knows came out of the heart-wrenching longing that Clapton felt for his buddy George Harrison's wife, Patty Boyd. Now here's a couple from an album that I just adored, 461 Ocean Boulevard.
I shot the sheriff, but I did not shoot the deputy. I shot the sheriff, but I didn't shoot the deputy. All around in my hometown, they're trying to track me. Say they want to bring me in guilty for the killing of a deputy, for the life of a deputy. But I say, I shot the sheriff, but I swear. I swear it was in self-defense. I shot the sheriff, but I swear it was in self-defense. Freedom came my way one day, and I started out in town fair. All of a sudden I see sheriff. So I shot him down. I said, I shot the sheriff, but I did not shoot the deputy.
And all the time I know, planning
Let It Grow. Such a pretty song. And we'll do one more from 461 Ocean Boulevard before we move on to Slow Hand. And speaking of which, I always wondered where that nickname came from. So I looked it up on the Google machine, and the story goes that whenever Eric Clapton broke a guitar string during a concert, he would just stay on stage and replace it. and the English audiences would wait out the delay by doing what they called the slow hand clap, and that became slow hand. How about that? But back to 461. How about Mainline Florida?
She asked me, do I look all right? that you just don't realize how much I love you.
Wonderful Tonight. That song prompted a weird exchange when I was on the air in Jacksonville. I was doing a daytime weekend shift and playing Wonderful Tonight when I get a call on the hotline from the program director. And to give you some context, this guy would occasionally, shall we say, overindulge in a variety of excesses and then call the DJ on the air. So he calls and he says, "You shouldn't play that song during the day. It sounds stupid." And my response was to the effect of, I doubt listeners would take it that literally, but by that logic, do we not play Morning Has Broken at night? Or only play Tuesday Afternoon on Tuesday afternoons? Midnight at the Oasis only at midnight? Well, he hung up on me and it was never mentioned again. Skipping ahead to 1981's Another Ticket album, it's I Can't Stand It.
man, rebel man, rebel man. Rebel man, rebel man, rebel man.
Forever Man from Behind the Sun, and before that, Rock and Roll Heart from Money and Cigarettes. This next one always made me think I was joining a song already in progress every time I played it.
So don't you ever. We'll be right back.
Well, two songs that topped the rock chart, Bad Love with Phil Collins contributing background vocals and drums, and Pretending with vocal assists from Chaka Khan, both from the Journeyman album, Eric Clapton's 11th studio album that ended a three-year hit drought. Now, no surprise, he said it's one of his favorites, and it featured a virtual who's who of rock and jazz artists. These next two songs won him an armload of Grammys. First up, a song that was born out of multiple tragedies. In mid-1990, Eric Clapton's manager, his friend Stevie Ray Vaughan, and two of his roadies were killed in a helicopter accident. And then in March of 91, Eric Clapton's four-year-old son Connor died after falling from the 53rd floor window of a New York City apartment.
Would it be the same?
the stars, pull one down to you, shining on my heart, so you could see the truth. And this love I have inside is everything it seems, but for now I find it's only in my dreams. And I can change the world. I'll be the sunlight in your universe. You would think my love was really something good, baby, if I could.
Produced by Babyface, a.k.a. Kenneth Edmonds, from the soundtrack of the John Travolta movie Phenomenon, that was Change the World. And that puts a wrap on my Clapton show. There were a couple that I left out. One of them was Promises, because I already played it on Forgotten Hits 5, and another that I'll just keep as a surprise for Forgotten Hits 10. How about that for a tease? You can check out my Forgotten Hits series, as well as all my other music shows, on my homepage at podomatic.com. There's a free Podomatic app that you can download for your devices, or you can use the respective podcast apps that are now available on Apple and Android phones. And in all of them, just search for Erica Lee's Podcast. Until next time, thanks so much for listening. I'm Erica Lee.